Karen. Here, I'll put you on. What are you trying to say, Karen?
Thank you. That was so much fun.
It was. It was a blast. Thank you very much. Next time, come on. They'll come on live. You're going to play live next time, right?
Sure.
You've seen the room. You'll play there.
All right.
We'll go nuts. It will be a blast, right?
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Can I bring my
Thank you. Bring everything. Bring bring your package. Bring me your toolbox.
Can I bring my tough nail?
All right, hey, we got to get out of here. 91.5 WMFO. Sorry if I didn't get to whatever anyone's trying to tell me. I haven't been really online or in the show. I've just peeked at it, but Marie never came, so I don't know. She was supposed to. Who knows?
Well, traffic.
Went back to bed. Hi, Marie. Yeah, so of course I can't get that crap done with just me here, so... And Jimmy was dealing with the band. So.
I'm basically worthless.
Don't blame us. What do I have next week? Is it Simon Ritt next week? I think so.
Yes, he's Until then, doing a tribute.
Tribute to Thunders. See ya!
See ya!
Bye. The love you take is equal to the
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, caught it just before the singing started. This is WMFO in Medford. Welcome to the program. I start off the show with all things acoustic, and then I go into everything above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. So let me start off in just a second. Here's a little message for you. Check it out.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work. There's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And your friends here at WMFO in Medford. We're a service of Tufts University Freeform Radio. No commercials, no BS, no bad radio. This is WMFO in Medford. Coming up, I have Seton Murphy at about 4:20, 4:30. He's going to be talking about his work. And if you want to talk or tell me what to play or ask that I play something, call me at 855-915-9636. This is WMFO Medford.
Where is it?
I just wanted you to go on A&R, yes. Okay, I'll try, okay?
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. Working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. Think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. At the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile when you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. Something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
And where do you follow you, John? Tell me, do you get on a showboat or do you go to the Dakota? This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And guess what? What better way to follow up that song than with this one? This is WMFO. Have a laugh. Enjoy this one. It's WMFO in Medford.
I resent the vomit for your pokers. Tell me, what do you know? A lot of faggot middle-class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents, and I'm sick of upside hippies coming knocking at me door with a fucking piece. Symbol, get this back fast. I don't owe your fuckers anything, and all I got to say is fuck you.
I'll tell you why nobody likes me. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Okay. As Night Control fades into the background, in case you're wondering, that's a song called Star 131 from a band called Night Control. You can find that off their album Death Control. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Magazzini, and now it's one of those fun times. One of the best things about radio is the fact that I can bring people on the air and they can chat about themselves. They can chat about their lives and their work. And I'm happy to say it's that time of day. It's that special day. This is September 16th, 2017. It's 4:24, and I have Seton Murphy joining me. Seton! You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
It's going great. I can't complain.
Okay, wonderful. In case you don't know Seton Murphy, he's an author, he's a filmmaker, he's a Renaissance man, and he's here to talk about one of his works. Are we going to talk about Running the Waves?
Running Waves.
Is it Running the Waves or just Running Waves?
It's The Running Waves, yes.
The Running Waves. That's Seton Murphy. You wrote it, a book, along with your brother. What's your brother's name?
His pen name is T.M. Murphy.
T.M. Murphy.
You know what, Vin? Can I just say happy birthday? Because it's his birthday.
Hey, very sweet. Happy birthday. Yeah. Woo! All right, a little birthday music in the background. Yeah. You wrote the book along with your brother T.M. Murphy, and why don't you talk about the book? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, sure, yeah. So the book takes place in the summer of 1994 in a town called Silver Shores, Cape Cod, which is really fictitious for Falmouth. That's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And it's about two brothers, and it's a year after one brother, the younger brother, Colin, lost two friends in an accident. And his brother, Dermot, broke up with his girlfriend, you know, the one he thought was the one.
Oh, that's
and,
the so one that got away.
Devastated. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of going their separate ways. And it's, you know, there's a lot of substance abuse in it. Teen angst, you know, and it's really about the two brothers then coming together. So redemption and... pardon me. So, it's really a coming-of-age story, and but there's a lot of humor in it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not all doom and gloom. And, you know, it's fun, you know. It's really for guys, but what we found out is not a lot of guys read. But, you know, anyone can relate to it. There's a lot of different themes in it, so...
Mm-hmm. Is there any film or novel that is somewhat similar to it? I mean, I didn't see the film Manchester by the Sea. I have no idea if that's similar to your book. I'm just curious. Is there a film or a book similar to what you wrote?
I mean, I think there are, sure. You know, I can't say like right off the bat, but I mean, there's so many books and so many films that deal with loss.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we try to do is, you know, Colin and Dermot come from a loving family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of support, and it's really this loss that Colin goes through that leads him down these dark roads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even all the love and support can be right at your fingertips, it doesn't mean you can reach that person.
No, I completely agree with that. A person has to live and learn on their own. It's a fact of life. You can, you know, bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, obviously. And it's
exactly.
So outrageously true. I only bring up Manchester by the Sea because it's a film about Manchester, Massachusetts, and your book is about somewhat Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And I was wondering if there's some similarity there.
Yeah, I haven't seen the film, and quite honestly, the book came out in 2010, so it's not something that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
Too recent.
I see.
really the reason there's kind of like a little bit of buzz behind it now is we're trying to make it into a film, and we have a production company, a local production company, backing us. And you know, a lot of people in the community, we want to shoot it right in Falmouth.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're in the process of meeting with investors and looking for the funding.
Are you doing any kind of Kickstarter program? Like, could the locals in Massachusetts spend $10 or $110 and get their name in the credit, or something along those lines?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that right now. Not to say that we may not do it, you know, later down the line, you know, seeing what happens. But that's certainly not something that we're opposed to.
Mm-hmm. I think
not at this time.
You should get some celebrities involved. Perhaps there's a celebrity listening. Maybe Beck is listening to this program.
Who's
yeah.
Out there, right?
Who's out there?
All right.
Someone with deep pockets.
Does anyone want to be involved in a movie? I'll tell you what. If they do, they can go to runningwavesmovie.com, or they could even check out the production company goodnatureddogproduction.com.
So Tom Brady and Giselle, if Tom Brady and Giselle are not doing anything and they're, you know, they want to invest in a movie, they should go to, is it runningwaves.com?
They could go to runningwaves.com, but they'd be better off going to runningwavesmovie.com. And I'll tell you what, I've met Tom Brady a couple of times with Best Buddies, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Did he talk to you about the book or about the upcoming film?
Well, it's funny. No, in a sense, I actually gave Tom Brady a book, and I was part of Best Buddies. I did the bike ride, I think like 4 or 5 years. And, you know, 1 year I gave him the book, and I came back the next year, and he remembered me.
That's sweet.
Oh, my God, that's one of the best things ever. But
yeah,
I don't know if he read it or if he was just like, who's this crazy guy giving me a book, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Very nice. Hey, it sounds like you have a lot of things happening in your life, and it sounds very, very exciting.
Yeah, things are great. I got 2 girls as well. Just had a baby girl.
A second girl?
Birthday, May 5th.
Oh, wow.
So
you're a busy man.
Cinco de Mayo has a whole new meaning to it.
So what are the 2 ages of the girls?
3 and 4 months.
Wow. You're a very tired, busy man. Amazing.
I'm tired, but I'll tell you, I'm blessed and fortunate because
you really are.
They're the blood that pumps my heart.
Oh, you say that again. Oh, God. That's a beautiful thing to say. And right now, everyone listening to Acoustic Sailing knows that we do a wonderful trivia at 4:30, and it's time. Are we ready? The pressure's on you. It's time.
Oh, my goodness.
Without using the computer or anyone around you, can you name the state bird of Massachusetts? And here's some thinking music. Here we go. Three, two, one. And the question is, what is the state bird of Massachusetts?
Wow. I mean, I want to say eagle for Boston College Eagles, but I know that's not it. I just want to give him a shout out.
God, you have one more guess, because that was just a shout-out.
It wasn't
a question. It is a small bird, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it the...
It's a black...
Chickadee-capped
chickadee. Very good, Seton. You did it. A black-capped chickadee. Yes. Hey.
That's all right. I still get something.
Give yourself a pat on the back. And just anyone listening out there, they can get credit if they said a turkey, because that's the state game bird, the wild turkey. So we have the wild turkey, and we have the black-capped chickadee. So I'll tell you right now, Seton, I can't thank you enough for calling in. It's been a treat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I got some music on the way for you. What is it?
Can I say one other thing?
Absolutely. You can say as much as you want. Go ahead.
You can go to Amazon.com, and you can get the book. I believe there's some hard copies, and it's electronic as well. So check that out. BarnesandNoble.com, I believe, has it.
And you could actually get it from your local library, possibly, correct?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on how cool they are.
That's I said that again. Seton, thank you, everyone listening. Seton Murphy,
hey,
The Running Waves.
So can I say one thing?
And go ahead.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Oh, God bless. You said it.
God bless.
Righteous. Seton, thanks for calling in. This is going out to Seton. Everyone listening, take care. Enjoy this one. And remember, don't let it go.
You better save yourself from something you can't see. Follow it where it goes. Follow it back to me. I'll keep it here.
Choices I won't decide, and when that time comes, I will. This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
sun. They cling to your lips like you're trying to hold on. And I like to tread the boards of avenues with open eyes. But I find
sense of humor that is only his. Job! Pronounced Job and not Job. Job stood outside his hut, prayed to God. God! God didn't answer. Looked up again, he went, God! God didn't answer. Finally, in the third cry, he hollered, Mike! And God answered. How mysterious are the ways of the Lord. During one of these sessions, Job's wife came running. She said, Job, you ought to curse God instead of praising him. All your children are dead. Job said, what kind of a God is it? In all fairness to humanity and mankind, that could kill my children and leave my wife. But Job worshiped with a fervor bordering on stupidity. And therein he laid the whole basis for Reformed Judaism to follow. The Lord God giveth, the Lord God taketh away. The Lord God is an Indian giver. In closing, I'd like to remind you to get the Christ back into Christmas and the Chuh back into Chanukah.
Wait a second.
Get you with the old shit. If y'all ain't tryna be exactly what I'm on, then this tad on my left arm ain't sliced stone. If I ain't ahead of my time, it's so fresh. Obama ain't president and Hillary is. Ill as he is, but still he the best kept secret. These multi-platinum producers done peaked it. And now they tryna walk on the moon and make tunes. It sound a little suspect if I'm in the room. But I guess it's a family affair, so y'all can dance to the music and then try to reuse it and sample my shit like the break from Stan. Then see me in the streets and try to shake my hand. I guess that's the brand new way of sampling, but they could never fill these shoes I'm standing in. I'm like Run DMC's gazelle, so thank you for letting me be myself. And y'all can wear skinny ass pants and my glove, but y'all can't never copycat all my love. And truthfully, those skinny jeans don't match you. It just makes dudes like Jada Kiss wanna slap you. So I might go ahead and whip out my jabos and set a new trend for you trendy ass hoes. Cause copycat suckers need something to follow, and these fake motherfuckers need something to swallow. Yeah, these nuts. Word to Snoop, cause I was pimping hoes in my 98 hoopty. While y'all was still trying to be Pacino and De Niro, I was making dinero, being a little weirdo. Three finger ring down in Slauson, Earl Shy Volkswagen, bitch, we bossin'. MCM from head to toe, and feel it on the feet just in case you didn't know. So when you want my dick now like you was then, ask me how I feel about it, it just depends. And y'all can keep trying to clone my tone, I'm heir to the throne, motherfucker Sly Stone.
That was an interesting take there. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's the end of the program. It's time for the MFO rundown of all the songs you heard. Remember, folks, if it was a little bit edgy, it was a little bit strange, that's what college radio is all about. Hope you enjoyed it. We go above and beyond the acoustic ceiling, and we play everything, and that's what Freeform is all about. today's program, we started the show off with Working Class Hero, and that was somewhat of a different version of the release version that everyone knows well. It's from an album called Acoustic, and it was John Lennon singing A Working Class Hero is Something to Be, and I hope you liked it. I liked it. Then it was National Lampoon with Genius is Pain from the best of the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Really funny stuff, really great humor. That's National Lampoon doing Genius is Pain. And then it was Daniel Lanois with Falling at Your Feet. That was with a little bit of help from Bono Vox, also known as Bono from the group U2. And that's from a record of Daniel Lanois called Shine. It's one of his records that very few people know about, but it's a wonderful record. Then it was music from the West Coast. We heard the group called Night Control, a song called Star 131 from their album Death Control. And then good old Beck, he was in there. That went out to Seton. We heard Don't Let It Go from Morning Phase. And actually, just before Don't Let It Go, we heard Seton Murphy. He talked about his book/new upcoming film called The Running Waves. It was an interview with Seton Murphy about The Running Waves. And I really enjoyed that. I hope he comes back on the program sometime. Paul Weller gave us Long, Long Road from his album A Kind Revolution. Paul's coming to town next month in October, and I look forward to seeing him. And Paul, if you're listening, why don't you call into the show and give us an interview, shall you? I think you shall. Yes, and by the way, I think Long, Long Road is one of the great songs of 2017. I think it's one of the best songs I've heard that Paul Weller has ever sung. And again, Long, Long Road, Paul Weller's A Kind Revolution. Judy Collins was in there with the Beatles' song Long and Winding Road. That's from Judy Collins Sings Lennon and McCartney. We heard the Circa Waves give us 100 Strangers from their record T-Shirt Weather. And then it was Jack Splash giving us a rousing number called Sly Stone, and then in parentheses, The Throne, from a disc called Heir to the Throne, Volume 1. Good old Jack Splash. Well, this is WMFO in Medford, and if you want to hear anything, honestly, just give me a call and we'll play it. Tufts University is one of those few stations that plays request. Other stations don't. They play the same recorded garbage over and over and over, and we don't do that here. I'm not tooting Tufts University's horn. I'm just telling you like it is. This is WMFO in Medford. I have a song coming up for Jameson. Jameson, I hope you're listening. I know you have listened to a lot of songs from Tufts University, and more specifically Acoustic Sailing, and I appreciate that. And here, let me just play a little more Brandenburg Concerto for you. I don't care what anybody says. That's beautiful stuff. And come on, play that on the radio once in a while. I do. God bless beautiful music. And that is beautiful music. It's written by Johann Sebastian Bach. And it's the Brandenburg Concerto. A little snippet of it. It's glorious music. If you don't know it, go check it out. This is WMFO in Medford. And I like to leave you with a little message, a little story, or a little something to think about. And this one is, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. In the words of Mark Twain, the two most important days of your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO in Medford. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you all back here next week on, what day is it? Saturday, of course, from 4 to 5 on WMFO 91.5. And like I said before, this is WMFO Medford.
Ceiling, Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m., WMFO in Medford.
From hell goes rolling by, all good people have prayed.